But I want to challenge you. Always get in God's Word. Always open the Word and find out what the Word is saying to you today. If you got your Bibles, listen, I know it's late. If you got to go, I understand. You can ease out anytime, but I encourage you to stay. I'm going to make it as quick as possible, but when the Spirit's churning inside, we got to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So if you got your Bibles, turn to 1 Kings chapter 21. And when you get to 1 Kings chapter 21, if you don't mind, stand in reverence at reading of God's Word. Thank you. Now I'm going to read quite a bit of Scripture, so y'all, I know some of y'all's attention spans are low like mine. Bear with me. This is exciting, and y'all hang on right here, okay? We're going to start in verse number 1. It says, "And came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite, which had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the place of Abad, king of Samaria. And Abad spake to Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near my house, and I will give thee for a better vineyard in it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said unto Ahab, The Lord forbid me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab coming into his house, heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken for him, for he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down upon his bed and turned away his face, and he would not eat the bread." All right, y'all stay with me, because it's fixing to get good. "But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And she said, and he said unto her, Because I spake to Naboth the Jezreelite, and he said to me, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. And she wrote letters to Ahab in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and set the letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in the city, dwelling in Naboth. And she wrote the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him, that he may die. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles of the inhabitants in the city, as Jezebel had sent them to them, and it was written in the letters, and she sent." Skip down and look, and it says, "They sent to Jezebel, saying," skip down 14, it says, "They sent Jezebel, and saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass that Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead. And Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. And Naboth is not alive, for he is dead. And it came to pass," listen now, "when it came to pass, Ahab arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, I ask you right now to hide me behind the cross, empty me of myself, and fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Dear God, if there's anyone in here troubled with a troubled heart, dear God, I pray that they'll look to you for comfort, dear God. And I just pray right now you'll open our hearts and minds, Lord, and you will bless the reading of your word. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. You may be seated, and thank you for standing. See, today I wanted to talk to you about being a good man. And today, in today's time, we look at TV and the internet and maybe popular athletes to see like what a man should be. What establishes a man? And some of us look at the most athletic to be what the biggest buff and the strongest to say what a man is, but they have no character. A lot of them have no character. A lot of us look at politicians and we strive to be like the politicians, but they also have no character. And then we look at the actors and some musicians and we try to strive to be kind of like them and have the things they have, but they have no character. Many of those have no character either. So when we look at a man, we look at a lot of times who's got the most money, who's got the largest platform to speak on or to reach people. We look at the people who has the most followers on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and we think they have that they're up here, but a lot of times people are following them straight in destruction. See, we need to be the ones and give our attention to the people who are calling to God for prayer and choices that they make. That's the men that we should be looking to guide, to help us become better men of God. Because y'all, as you look in here, you look in this scripture right here. We got two men. One is doing the things that God told him to do, and one's doing total opposite. See, a good man, a good godly man, is not made by accident. If you agree with that, say amen. It's the choices that he makes. So I want to ask you today, men, what choices are you making? Are you making the right choices in God's will? Because as we break the scripture down, I really want you to ask, which man are you more like? Which mold do you fit? So we're going to talk about Naboth first. And Naboth, he was listening to the Lord. See, because Ahab came and said, hey, I want the vineyard. It joins my property, and it'd be good for me. I'm king. I'd like to have this piece of property. But Naboth listened to the Lord. See, the Lord has said in several scriptures before, in Leviticus, and he says, this is your property. Do not let it come out of your descendants' hands. So Naboth said, nope. The Lord said, I got to keep this land, Ahab. I'm sorry. I don't want to sell it to you. This is mine. And right then, see, Naboth could have had popularity because he gave the king. He could have had some prestige. I'm sure the king would say, hey, this man, give me something. I'm going to set him on a pedestal. He could have had money. How many times, men, in your life have you given in to what God said and not really done exactly what God said because, hey, it'll make me look good? I'm going to pad in my pocket a little bit. How many? Make me popular before the crowd? I'm talking to you, men. There's a lot of young men in here that I want you to get in your mind today. It ain't about what the world thinks of you. It ain't about how popular you are. It ain't about how much money you got. It's about being in God's will and doing what God wants you to do. Also, it's about being persistent. See, he kept saying, Naboth kept saying no. He said, look, If you will, give me this land. Naboth said, no. He said, I'll tell you what. I'll give you money for this land. Naboth said, no. He said, Ahab said, I'll tell you what. I'll give you another vineyard that's beautiful, that's bigger than this one. How about that? How many of y'all are like, y'all men, be honest with me now. Ladies, I'm fitting to get into you in a minute. Just a little bit today. This is more about the men because I think that's what's wrong with our society today. We got men that ain't acting like men. They ain't reaching for God. They reaching for the world. And see, I want us to talk today about the men of the world. So how many of you men in here has really followed the will of God? God told you something, and then old devil, old Satan comes at you with hey, how about this? And you're like, nope. Well, I'll give you this plus this, and you're like, nope. And you're like, well, I'll give you this plus this. Plus this. He's like, well, let me think about that a minute. Just hold on to that. What if it's a promotion? See, a promotion in work is a great thing because all your peers, you know, they see you getting a little more popular. They see you getting a little prestige. And most of the time when you get a promotion, you're getting a little more money. Ain't that right? Well, a lot of times we strive for them promotions when God's done told us we ain't supposed to be in that job in the first place. What you think about that? Hold on with me now. You got to be persistent. You got to follow God's will consistently. Not just when you want to and when it pleases you and when it's easy to do. Because I'm sure it was hard for this man, for Naboth, to stand before the king now, the man with all the authority, and say no. So he was persistent. He practiced good. Wait a minute. Time out. Where does anybody read in that scripture where I just read? Did y'all hear where it said it practiced? Naboth practiced good at all. Did y'all hear that at all? Well, bear with me for a minute. Listen to me. Any time in Scripture where it says they plotted against him, they told lies on him, that means he had to be practicing good, or they could dig up lies. Amen? They could dig up something good. I'm so sick and tired of seeing things, people I know in this world, people ain't even got to dig. Y'all ever seen a phone line down a driveway that ain't buried in? It's just laying there open so everybody can see. That's how some of us men are living in our sin. We just living open for all the world to see everything wrong that we do. Some of us are some like them phone drops. They put them barely under the dirt. You took a shovel out there and you hit it one time and it nicks it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Some of us need to call 811 on some of our problems so we can identify where that problem is and so we can dig it up and fix it and get it out of there. Amen? Y'all know what 811 is? Say amen. Amen. Call before you dig. That tells you what's under the ground. Some of us need to call the good Lord's 811 and say, hey, show me that sin so I can see where it's at and I can get rid of it. See, so many times we try to cover it up. But Naaman's practice good. See, that's what I want to ask you today. We need to stop making our role models people of the world. See, people of the world, most of the time, they don't have any respect for authority. They don't have any respect for women, for men. They don't have any respect. And then they'll lie to you in a minute. Amen? If you listen to me, if a lie crosses your mind and comes out of your mouth, you better stop and check up. Because this word says we ain't supposed to lie, even when it's hard to tell the truth. Some people will cheat in a minute too. If you cheating, I don't care if you're cheating on a test or you're cheating on your wife, you're still cheating, amen? Listen, we need to stop making those people who do those things. Don't let me even get into music. Huh? There's some of y'all I can start talking about some music that you listen to. Now, I listen to all types of music. And I started to play some all types of Christian music, but I want to keep preaching here, amen? Because they some that is way out there and way over here. But some of that music, if he's talking about drugs, alcohol, sex, and not being faithful to your wife, then you ain't listening to the right music. And you idolize them people. I'm talking about country music right now. I ain't even got to talk to rap yet. That's the truth, y'all. We need to quit idolizing these people. Listen, I went to a Braves game and paid. I didn't pay. My company took me to a Braves game and had great seats. But people idolize those people out on the field. They want to be just like them, want to have everything they have. Those are men of the world who fail just like you and me. They just happen to be real good at hitting a baseball. We don't need to put them on a pedestal and try to make our character like them. We need to take Jesus Christ and mirror our character for him. And that's what Naboth did. Naboth was trying his best to do right. So now let's get to Ahab. Oh, I'm making good time. I'm fixing to get y'all out of here. Listen, Ahab, he was prideful. He was prideful because he was selfish and he wanted his self desires. See, if you're prideful and you only want things for you, you'll never have enough in life. Young people, are y'all hearing me say amen? Just the young people say amen. Wait a minute. Can y'all not? Tim, you might need to turn me up. They couldn't hear me. Young people, listen. I want y'all young people to listen to this because this is what's holding the generation behind us down. It's all about me. Y'all hear me? It ain't about you. It's about him. And when you get that right, your life will be right. But he wanted that land for himself. And then he went over there and pouted. Wives, I want you to be honest with me. Your husband a pouter, raise your hand. Amen. Look, we got a few in here. Bryce, I knew, buddy. I knew. Listen, he went over there and pouted. He said, I'm going to take my ball and go home. I ain't eating because we ain't going to the place I want to eat. So I just ain't going to eat. I'm sitting in the car while y'all go eat because I ain't going to eat there. Oh yeah, I was fixing to move on, but it's getting too good. See, you get so full of yourself, you don't worry about the people around you, and you definitely don't worry about God. Men, we need to start worrying about our families first, okay? You need to start worrying about, well, you need to put God and then family. We're going to get in the order of things first. But let me go on. Wait a minute. I do got a question for you. If you always want things your way, well, that preacher, it is 12:12 and he is still preaching. I've got things I got to do. Don't he know better than that? If it's all about you, let me ask you, stop right here. And if you got to leave, please don't take this the wrong way. I know some of you got stuff you got to go do. But if it's all about you, who are you? Who am I? I'm a sinner saved by grace just like you, amen? We ain't no better than nobody else. I don't care who you are, what your name is, what your last name is, what your first name is. As long as you're a sinner, and we all sinners by the Bible, I hope and pray you're a saint now in God's eyes that he saved you. But we all the same. Nobody's greater, nobody's lesser in God's eyes. Okay? I'm saying keep God's will. Don't be full of yourself. Next, here's something else. Oh, Ahab, listen now. Y'all, I'm about done. He was whooped. He was henpecked. If you know what that is, say amen. You know why he was henpecked? Because he comes stomping in the house, went over there and got in the bed and pouted, I ain't even going to eat supper tonight. Huh? And then Jezebel said, what's wrong, honey? He said, oh, Naboth over there wouldn't give me what I wanted. And she said, don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Watch this. I'm going to get what you wanted. So many times in life, y'all, listen, the husband is the head of the household. God's done told him, you can't go buy that new truck. You can't afford it. You got to go get this, this, and this for your family. You don't need the new truck. I'll bless you later. Not right now. He goes in there and starts pouting to his wife, and she starts making arrangements. She starts cutting back on this for the kids, cutting back, taking an extra job. See, that's taken away from the family just so he can have that new truck that he wanted. Well, that's out of order, and God done said no. But our families, we do it, don't we? Our wives wants to bless us. They want to be there for us. He was henpecked. Yes, ma'am. So see, because see, he give her, listen now, he give her the authority to use his seal and to sign his name on those letters. Some of y'all, I wish y'all could be up here where I'm at and see all the elbows about henpecked. Buddies, elbowing buddies, wives elbowing husbands. He give her the authority to sign the checkbook and use the credit card to buy whatever she wanted, and he didn't look after what she was doing. You know whose fault that is? It's his. Bible says he's supposed to be the head of the household. Now listen now, we're fixing to get to it. I'm going to read just Genesis 12 right here. I mean Genesis 2:18 just for a minute. It says, the Lord said, it is good to make the man that he shall not be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. See, in Genesis, God created man. Then he noticed. See, man didn't notice he was alone and needed help. God knew he needed help. Ain't you glad when you're on your knees need help? God knows you need help before you know you need help. Listen now, he knew it, so he's going to make a woman. But he went ahead and let Adam name all the animals before he made woman. He let him go ahead and get his business done because he knew the woman was going to come and distract man. Amen? Us men are to be capable of pulling our own weight, doing our own job. Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be the man I am today if it wasn't for my wife. I'm thankful for God because she completes me. She makes me. I'm complete without her, but she makes me even better than I am. Amen? Because the Bible says we are supposed to be one, and one joined together to make an even better one. So listen. The order of God's household should be, you should be God, your spouse, then your family. Okay? Are y'all hearing me? It should be God first, and the man should be the leader of the household, and then the woman should be helping him, and then the kids. You say, well, I don't like what you're preaching. Well, then you don't like what the Bible says. If you don't like it, you need to take it up with God. I'm just preaching what the Bible says in there in black and white and in red. I ain't saying that God called women to be slaves or servants for the men. They're supposed to be a helpmate. That means they're supposed to help him make decisions, help him do the things of God. But the man is accountable for his household. That means when God calls the household of Dwayne Dickerson up, I'm going to be accountable for my wife and those three girls that I raised. That means if they don't do something right, it might come back on me. I'm going to be held accountable for my household, not Christie. So I'm telling you, it's time for men. I'm going to tell y'all at the end of this where I come up and where I got all this and why I'm talking about this today. But listen, I want to ask you, men, it's time for you to start up and start being the man of God that God needs you to be. Does your wife know more in the Bible than you do? You might say, well, she's smarter than me. Well, you need to study a little harder. Does your wife tithe more than you do? Well, she makes more money than me. Well, you better start getting down to business. Amen. Does your wife volunteer to work for God more than you? And you say, well, I ain't got time. I got to work. Well, you better make time because you're supposed to be the leader in all of those areas. I'm calling the men to stand up for God and be the man of God, because if that happens, this church won't hold us and this county won't hold us, and we will bust up because we'll be in the will of God doing God's will. Does your wife pray more than you? Men, talk to me. You might say, well, my wife's a strong leader. You better be a stronger leader. You better hit the weight room. I'm serious, y'all. The Bible tells us this is the way it should be. That's what's wrong with society today, because we half the time we can't tell if a man's a man or what. My heart breaks. Ahab did terrible things, but he gave his wife the authority to do so. She was signing those seals. She was signing those papers in his name. He wasn't doing it, but yet he went ahead and went along with it. And see, Naboth defended God and he stood up for God and stood up for what God told him to do. And we still talking about Naboth today. You're talking about leaving a legacy for your family, the way that your kids should be raised. Daddy, stand up and make a way for your kids. Show your kids how to stand on the Word of God, even when it ain't popular in the world. I don't know about y'all, but it's hot up here. Whew. Hey, look in verse 19, and I'm done. I'm closing. Verse 19 says, "And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, in the place where the dog licked the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick the blood of thine." You know what he told him? Elijah, this is God's prophet, told Ahab, since you killed Naboth, the dogs are going to lick your blood up in the same spot. Amen? Happy Father's Day. Look, y'all, I try to do something different. I ain't come up here. I ain't study all week. And I ain't doing nothing to come up here and try to tickle your ears. I'm standing up here giving you the word that God had given me. It breaks my heart. We had kids under this roof, standing on these steps, that received salvation. More than a handful didn't know where their daddy was. Didn't know where they was going to sleep at night. It's time for daddies to be daddies. We've got an image of our Father, how He takes care of us. You might say, well, I am a good daddy. We can all be better in God's eyes. And I hope and pray I don't never fail my girls, but I'm sure I have. But I strive to be like Christ. And I hope they take that, and that's what they look for a man to marry with. Amen? You might be in the house, young people. All right, women. Here's what I'm going to leave you with today. I've been talking to the men a lot, because y'all know you got to talk to them a lot for them to get to understand one little certain thing, right? Say amen, women. Women. If you're single in here, there's some single women in the house. Look for the right man. Look for a Naboth. Don't look for an Ahab. All women in the house, don't be a Jezebel. You hear me? Your man tells you, God's telling him to do something and be in his will. Don't try to go around his back and help God out some. Be in God's will. Men, which mold do you fit? I had some more, but I can feel the Holy Spirit moving in me because, let me get this thing right so I know y'all can hear me. Each woman is in here has had a father or a father figure in our life that you love. None of that compares to our Heavenly Father. See, I mean, I had struggles in my life. I tried to be the best dad for my kids that I could, but I still failed them. Because sometimes when I'm battling these battles of the world, I try to take care of it myself. And that's where the pride comes in. Sometimes we try to help God out too much. God don't need your help. Did y'all hear me? He can handle it on his own. But there was about three little girls who told me their story. And all I did was say, how are you doing today? How's your family? And they start telling me about their mama, their grandmama. They never said nothing about their daddy. I know of you, some of you had troubles with your daddies. But there's a Heavenly Father we can always count on. I don't know your need. And I don't know why God put this on my heart. Men, here in a minute when we do the altar call, if you come up here, that's not saying that you're an Ahab. Maybe you just want to be more like Naaman. Maybe you just want to be a better godly father. But I do want to ask you to please stand. As Tim's getting the song ready, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes because I got a question. I'm going to ask you the question, the same question I asked the young people this week. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you know for a fact where you'll spend eternity, if you know you can carry all your troubles to your Heavenly Father and He will hear you because you're one of His children, here's what I want you to do. Slip your hand up, please. Just slip your hand up. Amen. Here's what I want you to do. Hands down. If you don't know exactly. But see, Ahab, he tried. He did some good works, but he didn't have that personal relationship with God. If you say, Dwayne, my personal relationship with God, I don't know if I have one. I don't know where I'll spend eternity if I was to die today.